with the mantra of reuse, recycle, repurpose. A new company in town called EcoRelix is putting the idea of sustainability into action by finding and repurposing construction supplies and building materials and finding new uses for them instead of having them take up space in a landfill. Ann and Michael Murphy are the co-founders of EcoRelix, and they're here now with more in today's Going Green. Murphys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are
you? Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
This is not a new idea, but you found a 21st century way to make this work. How did EcoRelix come about? Michael.
We were looking... Go ahead.
Well, we were kind of, you know, at the point in life where we needed something else to do, and I'm very green and ecological, and Michael loves architectural salvage, so we decided to merge the two, and we came out with EcoRelix, which is part architectural salvage, part going out and keeping stuff out of landfills, whether it's a cabinet or a toilet or a sink, it doesn't matter. We will take it out, and we will put it for sale at our shop.
Very cool. I mean, they used to, in the old days, people called this scrapping,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Now it's an idea that is so important, just the idea of sustainability.
Yeah.
Well, we do a lot of deconstruction also, and we repurpose a lot of items. We make new items from the old items. So we do, you know, we go way beyond, you know, the scrapping mentality.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you've really taken it to a new level. You've got a huge warehouse over on Stockton Street, and this is an older building that you've also repurposed. So
yes.
You really are living out your values.
We try.
Yeah, trying to. And what's the response been so far?
It has been awesome. We were doubtful at first, and Jacksonville has accepted us with open arms. We were open for 2 weeks, and we did one spark. And we just got such a great response from OneSpark, both meeting, you know, future clients as well as people that, you know, need stuff deconstructed, that are remodeling or doing whatever.
Exactly. If they come to your warehouse, they're going to see everything from countertops to floor tile, antique windows, electrical equipment, wood flooring, a whole range of things.
Right. We even have Jake and Elwood statues from the Blues Brothers.
Very nice. What's the reaction when people walk in and they see what you have?
They're sort of overwhelmed. I mean, that's the thing we hear more than anything. They go, you know, they're just sort of flattened. I mean, a lot of people spend 3 or 4 hours just wandering around.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they can get these materials at a fraction of what they'd spend, I would guess.
Yes.
You know.
Right. Yes.
So they're saving, you're saving people money, and you're keeping stuff out of landfills.
Exactly.
What a genius idea.
Plus we're saving all the, you know, the architectural heritage of Jacksonville, because before we got here, everything was being thrown into landfills. There were pretty much all the demo people were just basically
hit
a house
out
with a ball and throw it out. Yeah. So we're basically saving. And there's so many people that are trying to restore old houses in Ortega, Springfield, Riverside, that, you know, we really provide an amazing service for all these people, because before there was no place to get these items.
Wow. So what's your process? How do you go out and salvage?
Basically, usually what happens is that we work with one salvage guy in town. So if he's got an interesting salvage project, he'll call us. But now, as our name's getting out there more, people are calling us. So as soon as they're remodeling, or if they are going to, you know, demo their house and rebuild it, they'll call us. And we'll go in before they knock it down. And we're like termites. We go in and we take whatever we think we can get out clean and that we think somebody else can reuse. Floors, doors, windows. The only thing we can't really take out is tile, but other than that, we've tried just about everything.
What are your most popular items?
Oh, it ranges, because since we, you know, deconstruction is just one part of our business, because we also buy out from contractors so that they don't throw their leftovers in landfills. And then we also buy out estate sales, because a lot of times when there's an estate sale, they just tend to throw out the leftovers. So our range is, you know, we have some antiques, we have toilets, we have, you know, really cool vintage lighting and tools. So, I mean, just about...
Elevators.
Elevators, yeah.
Elevators.
We have one elevator, yes.
Spiral staircases. I mean, we have pretty much anything and everything. We do commercial deconstruction. We do residential deconstruction. Just,
you'll never know what you're going
to
find.
Right. And that's a cool thing. People love to come every week because there's always something new.
It's Eco Relics on Stockton Street. Such a brilliant concept, and I'm so glad we could share this with our listeners. Michael and Ann Murphy, go give them a visit. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.